This is recording for the Robert Greenstein teleconference with Center on Budget and Policy, Tuesday, March 19th, 2013, scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding. We now have our speaker in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of our speaker's presentation, we will open the floor for questions. Instructions will be given at that time on the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn this conference over to Michael Leachman. You may begin.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining today's call. I'm Michael Leachman. I'm the Director of State Fiscal Research here at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Today's call will focus on a new report that we released this morning. The report documents the really extraordinary challenge that states face in rebuilding their higher education systems as they continue to recover from the recession. Our speaker today is Phil Olesz. He's a policy analyst here at the center and was the primary author of the report. You should have received the report and related press release this morning via email. It's also available on our website's homepage if you need to access it that way. Following Phil's remarks, we'll turn to your questions, and I'll now turn it over to Phil.
Good afternoon. As Michael mentioned, today we are releasing a report that documents the extraordinary challenge states face rebuilding their higher education systems as they continue to recover from the recession. My talk today is going to focus on the extent of state higher education funding cuts since the start of the recession, the reasons for those cuts, and the implications of those cuts for colleges and universities, students and their families, the broader economy, and state policymakers. What we found in our report is that cuts to state funding for higher education since the start of the recession have been severe and very widespread. Between fiscal year 2008, which is the year the recession hit, and fiscal year 2013, the current fiscal year, nationwide, states have cut higher education funding by an average of 28%, or over $2,300 per student, after adjusting for inflation. Every state, except for North Dakota and Wyoming, is spending less per student on higher education than they did 5 years ago. And in many states, the cuts have been extraordinarily deep. 11 states have cut per student funding by more than one-third, and two states, Arizona and New Hampshire, have cut their funding in half. These cuts were in part the product of the severe revenue collapse caused by the economic downturn, but they were also the product of poor policy choices. States have relied very heavily on spending cuts to make up for lost revenues in recent years. They could have lessened the need for deep cuts to higher education funding by employing a more balanced mix of spending cuts and revenue increases to make up for the gap between rising needs and diminished resources. And the federal government erred in cutting off emergency aid to states at a time when state revenues were far from fully recovered. Cuts of this magnitude have serious implications for the nation's public colleges and universities, which educate over three-quarters of the nation's undergraduates. States, and to a much lesser extent local governments, provide just over half of the revenue that can be used to support instruction at these schools. When this funding gets cut, public colleges and universities generally must either raise tuition, cut spending, or both to fill the gap. That is exactly what's happened since the start of the recession. On average, annual in-state tuition at public four-year colleges has grown by over $1,800, or 27% over the last 5 years, after adjusting for inflation. And tuition increases in some states have been particularly steep. In-state tuition in Arizona and California has grown by over 70% over that time frame. Federal financial aid and tax credits have also increased significantly since the start of the recession, and that's been a big help. But on average, this added help does not cover the increase in tuition. Keep in mind, this spike in college costs comes even as the recession and slow recovery have diminished students and their families' financial resources. Even prior to the recession, families were having a hard time keeping pace with the rising cost of college. For many years, state and local contributions have been dropping, while tuition has been increasing as a source of funding for public higher education. And recent funding cuts and tuition increases have accelerated that trend. As a result, even after taking into account significant increases in financial aid and higher education tax benefits over time, the price of attending a four-year public college has grown significantly faster than the growth in median income over the last two decades. But tuition increases, as steep as they have been, have made up for only part of the revenue loss resulting from state funding cuts. Public colleges and universities have also cut spending, often in ways that threaten educational quality. They have eliminated faculty positions and increased class sizes, frozen staff salaries and instituted furloughs, cut course offerings and even entire departments. They've closed down computer labs and cut library services, among other cost-saving actions. Reversing these trends and reinvesting in higher education should be an urgent priority for state policymakers. College attainment is growing ever more important to both students and the nation's economic future. Getting a college degree is increasingly a prerequisite for professional success and entry into the middle class. A young college graduate now earns $12,000 a year more than someone who did not go to college. And a large and growing share of future jobs will require college attendance. The bottom line is that if states want to attract employers and develop a strong middle class, they will need a highly educated workforce. Yet rising tuitions make it less likely that young people will go to college, particularly young people from low and moderate income families, and burden those who do attend college with mounting levels of debt. And big budget cuts impair college's ability to invest in key resources that can help to assure that students get their diploma. Reinvesting in higher education will require states to make sound tax and budget decisions in the years to come. State revenues are beginning to come back, but it will take years before they're fully recovered. That means to rebuild their higher education systems and prevent higher education funding from sliding even further, many states will need to raise additional revenue. At the very least, states will need to avoid short-sighted tax cuts that would make it much harder for them to invest in higher education, strengthen the skills of their workforce, and compete for the jobs of the future. Thank you.